Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, what's the impact of silver splitters on adult children? Journalist and author Aoife Muir is with me in studio today because this is something you've experienced of.
Yeah, so I started looking up how to cope with your parents' divorce as an adult online. So my dad left our like family home 3 years ago, and I obviously just went on Google looking for advice on how you cope with this. And the only cultural reference I had was Bridget Jones's diary, because Bridget Jones's mum leaves her dad. But other than that, there are reams and reams of books, children's books and books for teenagers about your parents divorcing. There is very little out there for adults, but apparently it's known as grey divorce or silver splitters, which I always say my ma would be very offended by.
Yeah, I can imagine she probably would. But do you know what? It's a really interesting conversation, Aoife, because it isn't something we've talked about on the show. We have talked about child divorce, or I suppose being the child when your parents split up over the years, but actually never as an adult. And how does that impact you?
So apparently it is on the rise. I found an article from the Irish Times a couple of years ago, maybe 2020, saying that people in their 50s and 60s were starting to split up in Ireland. Ireland obviously still has one of the lowest divorce rates, but you are seeing more and more people in later life divorcing. They say it's empty nest syndrome, menopause, because it gets blamed on everything, or the woman gets blamed for everything, and financial difficulties as well. Obviously, I would say the Celtic Tiger and the crash and everything probably had something to do with that, but... So it is on the rise, but people very rarely talk about it, and I have found it unbelievably debilitating. My parents split up at the very end of the editing and writing of my book, and I remember phoning my editor at Penguin and saying, "Here, listen, my man and I have split up." And he was like, "Geez, I'm really sorry to hear that, but you still have a deadline."
Yeah, that doesn't change.
No, but it is. It's a completely debilitating experience. I think people often worry about the effect divorce has on small children, as they rightly should do. But it is so much more complicated when you're an adult. You are given responsibilities that you never asked for, stuff you'd never ask children to do. And I think that's the difference. People think you're older, so you're better prepped to cope with, but I actually have found the opposite.
The opposite. Like what? Give us some examples of the things
you
that you...
You end up becoming a therapist to one or both of your parents. People will say very, very inappropriate things about one or both of your parents, or give you their opinion on your parents' marriage. And there is, I have found, especially not necessarily with my parents, but with extended family and strangers, or maybe friends, people don't take it very seriously when your parents split up when you're an adult. They say they're sorry for you, but they think you'll get over it quite quickly.
So they think because you're now an adult, you know, and I suppose then, you know, you've the experience, as we all do over the years, of, you know, friendships and relationships and all that goes that goes with that, that you're kind of nearly shielded or less impacted. Is that the thought?
I think people, and I wrote this in the Substack, I think people think because you're an adult and you've been in relationships, you know, I've been through big breakups before. I was in a 9-year relationship and that ended. And so I think people think, you know, when you're an adult, you've been through the breakups, you know, you're emotionally intelligent enough to understand that your parents are two human beings and with their own thoughts and feelings, and they shouldn't stay together if they're not happy and all this. But I think being an adult just adds a completely different dynamic. You are much more involved in the divorce as an adult than you would be as a child.
And I know I'm not asking you to by the way, to share the inner details of your own personal circumstances.
Oh, my mama would kill me.
No, and don't. And I know, and I'm conscious of your mum and your folks in this as well. But I suppose in a more general sense, like, is it that the relatives and the other people around you, whether it be the aunts or the uncles or the close friends or whatever, do they talk to you in what is probably kind of inappropriate language about the real intimate details that you maybe just didn't need to know, you know? Like, they're still mum and dad.
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe because you're an adult, there's less kind of reverence for the fact that they're your man and dad. I think anyone listening who's been through this will tell you that I think it'd be very easily predicted that a lot of your aunties will tell you exactly what they thought of your dad. and vice versa, you know, about what, you know, people always have opinions about where they went wrong or what went wrong. And the other part of it is we're still in Ireland. So I'm from Derry City and everybody knows everybody. Yeah. And a big thing for my mommy was she was very embarrassed. They'd been together 40 years. She met, my mommy and daddy met when they were 19 and they split. And they split when they were 50, maybe 58. So she's been alive longer with him than without him.
Yeah.
And she, yeah, my mommy was really embarrassed, even though she had nothing to be embarrassed about. It's statistically, it is quite predictable. But she would even say to me, like, when I was telling my friends, and my mom was very caring about my feelings and my brother's feelings, but she was like, don't be telling everybody. You know, I don't want the whole town talking about it, which is like very common.
And probably quite Irish as well, that very a societal Irish. Sort of a hangover.
And I don't know, you know, a lot of people listening won't know Derry. They find out anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Small place.
The reason I felt like I could talk about it now was, you know, it's been 3 years and I wrote the essay about it, but I would never, ever have posted that essay without showing it to my mommy first. And I would
kind of get her approval?
Yeah, just to say to her that I wrote this, and she cried and she said she loved it. And then I got the go-ahead. But all of everything I do now, and I think this is another thing that adult children of divorce would say, everything I do now, I do with my mommy in mind. Financial decisions, you know, going on holidays. I mean, my mommy works. She's very independent. She lives alone in Derry. But I still feel very, very responsible for her. And I'm happy to be so. I'm definitely the love of my ma's life, and vice versa. But it is, you do become a parent to both your parents.
I was just going to say that, you know, we've actually been talking in a totally different note about being, you know, a widow at any age on the show over the last couple of days. And, you know, there is that element, I suppose, that regardless of what age you are, the adult child, you know, of divorce or the adult child of a parent who's widowed. But the kind of the roles do reverse to a certain extent.
I'm also the oldest daughter.
Right.
And I'm the oldest daughter.
Probably fell to you anyway then.
Literally and psychologically. I have a younger sibling and he doesn't live in Ireland.
Right. So okay. So
the initial split and the chaos that came after it, you know, I am very lucky that I was freelance at the time I was writing the book, but I was up and down to Derry constantly trying to mediate. You do become the parent. But I would also feel like I owe my mommy quite a lot, and I'm happy to do it, and it's definitely not as prominent now. Time has passed, but the amount of people even I know that have messaged me and said my parents split up when I was in my 30s, coming to me saying, oh, my parents split up when I was in my 30s and I've never met anyone else that has talked about it.
And I can understand why people are probably, you know, slow maybe to talk about it, because it's the first time we've chatted about it here on the show, you know. So it was, first of all, like, thank you for sharing that experience with us. But now that you've said it, like, I probably do think back on other friends and think, God, like, did I check in on them enough? Like, if their parent was widowed, I probably
of course
might have checked in more, you know. And that's wrong. Like, I definitely should have been more effort
think
made.
As well, you know, I've had a lot of grief and death in my life too. And I've always said sometimes nearly death, not reducing it at all, but like sometimes death is easier because the person's definitely gone and there's nothing you can do. With big breakups and divorces, there's always these what-ifs. And I think that kills people even more. You know, the psychological toll it takes on it. And I think, to be honest, I'm being like completely honest, being an adult child of divorce, and I wrote this, but you start questioning your whole life. You start looking back at childhood memories. You start looking at the photographs of being in, say, Santa Ponza or whatever it was, and being like, were you ever happy? Were you ever happy here? Like, you know, when you look back to every argument, you're like, you'd often think, ah, were they always miserable? You know, were they faking it? And my mommy obviously would say that's not the case at all. And she loves her life for us and always has done. But it is very tough because you do, as an adult, then question everything. And you put yourself in your parents' shoes. What would I have done if I was in? But you don't know, because my man dad got married when they were 21, as most Irish people did then.
And in a very different Ireland at a very, very different time.
There was,
sure,
you know, the Catholic Church was breathing down their neck. And when my man dad got married, they moved into my granny's house. You know, this isn't like the way it is now. They never lived together before they got married. My ma's the youngest out of 15. And my dad moved into their house. And, you know, it's a completely different... I don't blame my parents for getting married when they did. It was very common. It was very expected.
Yeah.
And I'd say, you know, they did what they thought were, they were doing was right at the time.
Stay with us, Aoife, for a moment. Stephanie Regan is with us here on the line as well. And Stephanie, like, you've been listening to Aoife's story this afternoon. You know, and it's that's not an easy story to share. You know, it's obviously the intimate details of your life growing up. But I suppose it's got to be a very difficult thing as an adult to try and navigate this relationship, because you aren't the counsellor. You're still the child.
Yes, and you know, thanks, Andrea. You know, and thank you, Aoife, for sharing it. I must say, I really like listening to you on this, and it's definitely something that gets very under articulated. You know, there's a lot talked, as you say, a lot of focus on child development and how to shield children. When is the worst age, the best age, all of these things. There's a lot of exposure out there on that. And a lot is talked about conflict, you know, not keep your, shield your children from the conflict and then the kids will do okay. But it's not the whole story. And I think what Aoife is pointing to there is it doesn't matter what age we are, we are children underneath. You know, the child in us especially is very alive with parents and that relationship. And when that gets disrupted and gets, you know, ends in a divorce, whether we are 25, 20, 30, it's going to have a huge impact. And it disrupts that whole kind of basis of security that you are looking at, you know, kind of almost like the horizon. You know, it shakes it. Life is changed forever. And, you know, sure, you know something about relationships, but this relationship of your parents is knitted in to the very fiber of everything you think about relationships, about life, about fun. I thought it was, I loved what you said there, Aoife, about, you know, you look back on photos. I mean, that's the grief, isn't it? Like, what was real there? It's grief and what was real. Yeah. And it reminds me sometimes when people, you know, have affairs, they often say that, you know, this going back, like what was real, what was not real. And I hear it from children, adult children too. Now, I would have dealt with quite a few adult situations like this. Okay. where they're, oh yeah, so definitely we would recognize it. Maybe we don't speak about it enough. But I think that there is something, you know, something very important about speaking up about this, because it disrupts reality, it disrupts your sort of sense of things. But I think it also, it has a trigger factor. That's the other factor. I would think that if there's been, you know, other losses in life, or if, you know, if your own life isn't going perfectly, it has that capacity to just, you know, really ricochet into all the other stresses in our lives. That's a big part of, for the adults, because adults are often 20, 30, they're on their way, they're going through relationships, breaking up, falling in love, being disappointed or not, you know, so there's a lot going on in their own, and suddenly they have to kind of park that a little bit and start, as Aoife mentioned there, focusing on mum. Is she okay here? Is she surviving? Is, you know, is dad surviving? I mean, what the research shows is that the mum relationships tend to survive, but that the father relationship, that whole structure can weaken. Now, that's not in every case, but that's what the research shows. The average can happen. So I think there's a lot of good stuff there that will help people not to feel alone in it.
Yeah.
And to realize, as I say, we are all kids underneath. I mean, to this day, and I am in my 60s, if I think of my mother and my father and their lives, you know, very childhood feelings come up. They're very alive in us.
Mm-hmm. Aoife, 3 years on, you said, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel? Like, how are you doing yourself, just in all?
I would say that divorce is very long, so it's not just the initial split. It has been, I would say, ongoing chaos and heartache. Every new, you know, milestone, you know, Christmas, you know, when they eventually like stop talking to one another, when they start talking about the house, when one of them moves on, you know, it has been, and I've said this already, but I've had a lot of grief in my life. I've been through a lot for my age.
Mm.
It has been the worst thing I've ever gone through. And I've got through it because I go to a lot of therapy and I have great friends and a great mommy. But I would really tell people who are going through this, especially women, especially older daughters or older sons, Do reach out and ask for help because I did feel very, very alone. I kind of went into like captain mode. Like I'm going to Derry and I'm sorting this out. Yeah. And I'm finding therapists.
I can see that in you.
But and I probably didn't really
mind yourself
cope with it at the time, and it's only in the last year I think it's helped me like a boss.
Well, it takes a lot to talk about it, you know, and to talk about it as openly as you have. And thank you, Aoife, for sharing that with us, because I've no doubt it's a story that'll resonate with many more of our listeners as well. And if you want to get in touch to share your own experience, you can always drop us an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, look after yourself.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming into us today. Aoife Moore there, journalist. Stephanie Regan as well, psychotherapist. Stephanie, thanks a million for joining us here on the program.
Welcome, Andrea.
Yeah, just a couple of quite a few people getting in touch actually in very similar positions to Aoife, just wanting to say thank you for sharing that experience with us today. This listener says, I'm a 55-year-old man going through separation at the moment, and I lean on my own 27-year-old daughter for peace of mind. So it's great to listen to Aoife today, sharing that experience. And this texter just wants to make the point, as a woman in her late 30s, I personally know of four couples who are currently divorcing right now, and a few more who were actually thinking about it. So I wouldn't be surprised if those figures that you're talking about could potentially skyrocket for our own generation. LunchtimeLiveNewsTalk.com, that is the email address. That's Aoife Moore, journalist and author, sharing her own experience with us here today on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.